And joining us once again on the phone, Janelle Bitticofer. Janelle, an author and a counselor. She's written a new book. It's called Streetlights, Empowering Christians to Respond to Mental Illnesses and Addictions. And Janelle, good morning once again.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the line. Tell us a little bit about why you felt the call to write this book.
Sure, yeah. So like I said, I've been working in counseling with, you know, hundreds of people over 20 years. And I just keep seeing the same questions coming up in churches a lot of times. You know, how do I support someone? What's really causing this particular illness or situation that they're in with addiction, their mental illness? What's causing it? What do I do about it? How do I be supportive? And how do I get help for myself? All these questions. So I wanted to put those answers all into a book that churches have just a resource that they can just grab off the shelf when someone has a need in their church and look and find the information they need to walk with that person and support them. Because I think often we're trying to support people, but people aren't sure exactly always how to do that. So it's a very much a hands-on guide, and it also has 7 chapters at the beginning that can be used as an adult discussion guide on mental illnesses and addictions to really strengthen the knowledge in the church about those issues and what causes them, how do we respond, how do we be helpful, and how do we reduce stigma in the church. So it's hopefully will be a book that pastors and lay people in the church can just really learn from and just grab and use on a regular basis.
Share with us the importance of Christians being, you know, on the front line and being proactive in responding to mental illnesses and addictions within the church and within our community.
Yeah, sure. I think that's a really key and important thing. You know, as noted, 1 in 5 people in the United States experiences a mental illness. 1 in 7 people in the United States will experience an addiction in their lifetime. These numbers are not drastically different within our churches as they are in the regular community around us. So we have people within our churches and people in the community near us and in our families who all need help and support in these areas. And so churches are known for being loving and accepting. So we want to make sure we're doing that when it comes to mental illnesses and addictions as well, being able to really walk with people and support them as they go through these difficult times and try to get their health addressed if they're having these health needs. And so, yeah, I think the idea with the book is just to really empower people so that they have a one single go-to resource that can get them started in providing that support, because as churches, we are all about loving and supporting people around us. And I think just having a little more knowledge and information at our fingertips about mental illnesses and addictions will really help people to do that.
We're talking with Janelle Bitticofer, mental health and addictions counselor and author. She's also the executive director at We Rise International. She's written a book called Streetlights, Empowering Christians to Respond to Mental Illnesses and Addictions. Janelle, where can folks find out more information about your book?
Sure. They can go to the book's website. It's called streetlightsbook.com. They can find information there on how the book can be used in their church, what's involved in the book, what sections are included, and also how to purchase the book. So it's streetlightsbook.com.
Streetlightsbook.com. Check it out. Janelle, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well, Fred.